To all who come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land.
Welcome to Tales from the Mouse House Disneyland Podcast, episode 94.
For June 1st, 2014.
Okay, people, stop complaining about Disneyland overcrowding. What in the world do you think happens to a place that's so awesome and fun?
Yeah, and you know, I respect how people feel and, you know, that sort of thing. But I have my opinion, too. So I'm going to be writing my Pixie Tales blog.
I'm looking forward to that. You haven't written a blog in a while.
I know. Yeah, but I thought that this was a good way to come back.
It is. I mean, you know, like Joy said, everybody has their opinion, but we've been seeing a lot about, you know, overcrowding at Disneyland on social media, and people are just really, really hammering Disneyland because so many people are there. It's like, it's the happiest place on earth. It is the most, one of the most popular destinations in the world. What do you think is going to happen? You can't let that really ruin your time there. Disneyland is too fun for you to cop an attitude because it's crowded.
Yeah.
Here's a little hint. If you find that you have to wait more than, you know, 20 minutes for your favorite ride, so what? Enjoy your time there. Look around and take notice of all the hidden treasures that are there. If you want some help on that, go listen to some of our older podcast episodes. We talk about hidden treasures, things that you can find. Just enjoy yourself while you're there. Okay, I'm done ranting.
But I have one more thing to
say. Okay, all right.
At least they're there riding their favorite ride while we're stuck here in the hot, hot, hot weather.
That's right. You read my notes, didn't you? Man, it's super hot in the Valley of the Sun. It's 107 today. 107.
Yep.
That's
not
crazy.
Not looking forward to the hot summer, but it is June.
Yeah. It is June.
Speaking of June, tomorrow's going to be my youngest son's birthday.
Happy birthday, Warren.
Yep.
Not that he listens.
No, he doesn't. But speaking of kids, do you want to announce it or should
no,
I?
No, you go ahead and you go ahead.
So I knew this on the
Joyce
last...
Joyce is pregnant.
No, I'm
okay,
not.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
So I knew this on the last podcast, unless you want to call me Mrs. Duggar. Oh, sorry.
Duggar.
Anyways. So I knew this on the last podcast, but I couldn't announce it because they had not announced it yet. But we're going to be grandparents again.
We are?
We are.
I'm too young. I'm only 25.
I know. Yes. So they're hoping for a little girl, I think, but I want Isaiah to have a little baby brother.
Yeah, yeah. That'll be fun. It'll be fun. Well, you know, what happened with you this week?
Oh, gosh. I don't really remember.
Well, I'm nearing the end of, I'm about I'm about a little over middle of a book that I've been recording called Purgatory, Arizona, which I feel like I'm in now because it's so hot here, Purgatory. But it's an interesting book. It really is. It's not going to be available like on Audible or anything like that. It's going directly to CD. But in the meantime, I picked up a 7-book deal on ACX, which is audible.com. It's all about vampires. So it's going to be interesting. So that'll keep me busy for a little while. That will be available on Audible. I'll update everybody, you know, like on my Storyteller Facebook page and Twitter and Google Plus and all those places as I'm getting, you know, close to being done with those books. But it's royalty share for me, so I need you all to go out there and buy the books. It's going to be interesting. What I've read of him sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I need to stop procrastinating and write my book.
I know.
I procrastinate about too many things.
Yeah, I was going to procrastinate once, but I never got around to it. Yeah. Hey, we got hooked on another series called Longmire. Oh, man, good show.
It is good.
You know, and I don't even know why. It's about a sheriff in a small town. What is it? It's in
Wyoming,
yeah. And it's just, I think it's well written and it's got a great backstory, but we binge watched season 2 on Netflix.
Because season 3 starts tomorrow.
Yeah,
season 3 starts, of June.
Yeah, on A&E. So it's going to be weird watching it and waiting.
Yeah, speaking of TVs, we must have binge-watched too much because we had to replace the lamp in our TV.
Yeah, we've got a projection screen TV, and that's the bad thing about it, is when the lamps start to go out, you don't really realize it because it slowly gets dimmer and dimmer and dimmer, but by the time it goes out, you almost can't even see it. So we got the new one on Friday, and I popped it in, and it's so bright and so pretty, and it's like, yeah, that's why we love this TV.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I don't love?
What's that?
Krispy Kreme. You know why?
I don't know why.
Somebody invented a Krispy Kreme triple cheeseburger.
Oh.
Yeah. Two Krispy Kreme donuts as the buns and three hamburger patties with cheese. It just looks disgusting to me.
Oh, I have not heard of that. So is it like glazed donuts?
Yeah,
for
glazed
the buns?
Donuts. Yeah. Yeah, the glazed donuts.
Gosh.
I just can't imagine that being even close to good.
I know. Yeah. So it gives sweet and salty a whole new name.
I know. It gives. Could you imagine eating one of those before riding the teacups?
No. Well, speaking of blah.
Oh, what?
Yeah. So now it's my turn to
rant. Oh, you're going to rant. Yeah.
Yes. So we don't do our podcast for, I don't know.
Well, we don't do it for profit, that's for sure.
So we do our podcast because we love to share Disneyland with as many people as possible. So, you know, on the last episode, we were kind of teasing everybody that nobody, commented on our four-year podcast anniversary. Well, we got a lot of nice feedback on iTunes through email and that sort of thing. But we got one that wasn't very
iTunes
nice.
iTunes review, not emails.
Right. So the person who I'm not going to mention, I'm talking to you now just in case you are still listening to the podcast. Stop listening to us. If you're so dissatisfied and you're that rude, don't listen.
Yeah.
Now, I know that the world is filled with a lot of personalities. There's going to be disagreements, but being downright rude is uncalled for.
Yeah.
So, like I said, don't listen to us because I don't really care.
You can go to iTunes and search for the most recent or the most critical feedback. Now, you know, like Joyce said, we don't do this podcast for accolades. We don't do it for recognition. We started the podcast because we love Disneyland and we wanted to share that magic with everybody. And then, you know, our mission for this podcast is to share the magic of Disneyland with people who can't make it to Disneyland as often as they'd like. So it kind of fills the void. And we've heard a lot of great things from you guys saying just that, how we fill, you know, the spaces between visits. Now, this person posted a very, very nasty comment, very nasty feedback on the podcast, saying that it was the worst podcast ever, that we rant about nothing interesting, and that we should, you know, and of course I'm paraphrasing, but he basically said, stop podcasting, go away and disappear into the world. But yet he gave us 2 stars.
Yeah. So then at first it bothered me, and then I thought, why am I going to let one listener?
At first it bothered you? It sounds like it still bothers you.
No, I'm really over it.
Oh.
But it's like, why am I going to let one listener out of, I don't know how many we have. But
a lot. I mean, we do have a lot. And the numbers prove that you guys like it and listen.
Yeah. So while it was still bothering me, I clicked on his name to see the other reviews that he had left. And he's only left 3 reviews. One was for another very popular Walt Disney World
podcast
who he just ripped this guy apart. But then the 3rd podcast that he rated, he just gave them shining reviews. So I thought he either really likes this podcast or he's affiliated with them in some way.
Yeah.
And he's trying to increase their rating. So it's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Stop listening to us.
He's got to move on.
Bye-bye.
Move on. Yeah.
So I'm done with my rant. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah. Well, I kind of feel funny to say anything now. But like Joyce said, last episode, I kind of whined, and I was sort of, you know, semi-joking, but I kind of whined about nobody sending us greetings for our 4-year podcast anniversary, and I threatened to do the entire episode as Jar Jar Binks. Well, a bunch of you stepped up. We had a comment from a listener we'd never heard from before. Her name is Marta, and she sent an email with all kinds of super nice things. She said that she's going through Disneyland withdrawals at the moment, and our show helps her. So thank you so much, Marta, for that. That really, you know, it tickles us to know that people are getting something out of our show. And we also got one from Brian M., who actually answered some of our freestyling questions with some pretty awesome things. And this was my favorite thing that he responded to. He said that his favorite thing to take photos of, Disney modes of transportation. I thought that was really cool, and I never thought about that. You know, spend a day taking pictures of the monorail or of the train and the cars and stuff that go around Disney. So I thought that was really cool. So, hey, you know what, Brian? We'd love to see some of those photos. Send them to us. I'd love to see your photos of, and I'm pretty sure he's a Disney World fan, but he listens to us as well. So, well.
Mister, thank you guys very much.
All right. Jar Jar won't do it.
Yes, and I'm sorry for my rant. I mean, I really do.
No, don't be sorry. I mean, it's, you know, it's natural to get a little flustered when it's okay for people to post that they don't like the show. That's fine. It's just how
they
this person did it.
They need to be respectful.
Yeah, they need to be respectful. So Anyway, getting on with the show. This show is going to be a little bit different. And maybe a bit of a treat for those who love the sounds of Disneyland. We decided with this episode to kind of, you know, give the freestyling stuff a break. And we're gonna play some attraction audio that we captured on, you know, subsequent, you know, on various visits to Disneyland. So we'll be doing some of that and maybe some general crowd audio. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. And maybe some music. I don't know. But I'm looking forward to it. So anything else?
I just have one more thing.
Sure.
So, anyone out there that's a Disney Movie Rewards user.
Easy for you to say.
And you have a Pinterest account. I saw this on Facebook today. The Disney Movie Rewards Countdown to Summer starts today, June 1st. So, if you go over to Pinterest, they have a different bonus code that you enter into the Disney Movie Rewards website. And you get bonus points. So like for today and tomorrow, it's one code and you get 10 points. So I think it's like for a couple of weeks or something. I don't really know the cool timeline. So
yeah,
anyways.
Awesome. Cool. On with the show. Well, since we're missing Disneyland so much and probably won't be able to make it there for, you know, quite a while, we thought we'd scour some of our videos and pull out some of the attraction audio to share with you guys.
Yep, and boy, do these bring back some happy memories. And we hope this segment transports you to Disney for a little bit of magic.
Mm-hmm.
First up is the world-famous Jungle Cruise, followed by a blast from the past, the People Mover. This one was actually recorded from YouTube.
Yeah, because I never saw the People Mover.
I did.
Yeah, funny. Then back to our own audio, and this one is from Finding Nemo. And then finally, the Indiana Jones adventure. Enjoy.
All right, and we are out of here. Now everyone say goodbye to all those beautiful people on the top. Oh, now say goodbye to that guy. Oh. We are now entering the tropical rainforest where it rains 365 days a year. But, we're in a leap year, so. All right, first and foremost, I would like to welcome you to the world-famous Jungle Cruise! We'll work on that later. But for right now, my name is... Patrick, and I will be your skipper for as we get, but to increase our chances of survival, we have a few simple rules. Remain seated, keep your arms, hands, feet, legs in the boat at all times, and if you have young children, please keep an eye on them, because if you don't, then the crocodiles will. So with that said, are you folks ready? Yeah! With that said, are you folks ready? Yeah! Whoa, you don't have to yell. All folks, if you look right over there, you will see an example of the jungle's most dangerous creatures. How repulsive, I know. Now, folks, these are called humans. And I hear that you especially have to keep an eye out for the little ones, because they will just latch onto you and suck you dry for 18 to 25 years. What a treat! Folks, if you look right over there, you will see a Bengal tiger standing next to a shrine head who's having a horrible hair day. Even her roots are showing. Okay, we'll continue. Be careful of that alligator right there. That's Ginger. She's absolutely harmless, but believe me, Ginger snaps. She is one tough cookie. I know, that joke was pretty crummy. Oh, pity labs. Thank you. Oh, we came on a lucky day. If you look straight ahead, you will see that all the elephants in the jungle came down to the watering hole to bathe. Now, if you want to take pictures, please, by all means, go ahead. It appears that they're all wearing the trunks. Hey, buddy. The elephant shed away from the herd. You look a little far. That was close, but luckily he went back up. He's coming back up. Everyone get down. Everyone get down. I'm not joking. I was only joking. Making any sounds like a banana because they find that very appealing. Oh, I'll be here all week. Look at the bamboo and the grass, look all the way back. You will see absolutely nothing. However, if you look right in front of me, you will see the world famous Schweitzer Ball. Named after Dr. Albert Ball. If you look straight ahead, you will see an African bull elephant. Now, these are extremely rare. Believe me when I say never in your life did you see another one. Never mind. We're now rounding our way into the African mountains. Oh, would you look at that? That's so beautiful. That hoodlum blind is watching over that sweet little zebra as he sleeps. Everybody say, aww. The folks have asked me how zebras sleep with their head cocked to the side and their eyes open with their feet in the air. Let's continue. All I can say is I hope they let him rest in peace because he just looks dead tired. I'm speechless. There has to be at least 500 rocks on that shore. That is absolutely beautiful. Truly a sight to be seen. But speaking about beauty, I'm going to take this time to point out some exotic plant life. You appear to point with me if you're bored. Are you ladies saying you're bored on my cruise? Well, I guess we'll continue then. Alright, folks, we're joking aside. I sort of have a confession to make. I sort of just use that whole plant thing as a diversion because I just made our way into a pool full of hippos. Now, I'm sorry, it was an accident, but tell you what, I need everyone to be very quiet and cover their ears. I'm going to try to scare them away. Admit it. You could tell they were scared by that blank look on their face. You are the first cruise to laugh at that joke. Oh, we are making our way into head hunter territory. Folks, this is a terrible place to be headed. If you look right over there, you can see what the natives can do when they put their heads together. Up! You put your left foot in, you put your left foot out, you put your left foot in, and... I would like to thank this side of the pool for being a good sport. What happened to you back there? Oh, no, guys, Patrick, their singing wasn't that bad. It was, no. Everyone get down. Beep, beep, beep. Ricochet. That was close. Folks, let me tell you, those arrows went right over our heads like most of my jokes. But this is the moment we have all been waiting for. Can I get a drum roll, please? It is the eighth wonder of the world. The one and only. The beautiful, the spectacular, the marvelous, the one and only. It is Lamaze Island! That truly is beautiful. Now, folks, do not try to find that at home because you will hit your head off the faucet. reason I point out this rock formation for you folks. This right here, all this sandstone. And I feel the need to say that every time because people just take it for granted. Well, it took me a while. You got that. He's funny. If you look straight ahead, you'll see a snake in a tree. H-I-S-S-I-N-G. Hey, it is my good friend, Trader Sam. Everyone say, hey, Trader Sam.
Hey, Trader Sam.
See, now, Trader Sam is the head salesman in the entire jungle, but sales have been shrinking a bit, so there's a great deal going on. Two of his heads for one of yours. Now, no matter how you slice it, you'll always come out ahead. Oh, get some every time. We turn the corner, if I am not mistaken. And I am not mistaken, we just survived the world-famous Jungle Cruise. Now, how about you give yourself a round of applause? That's your fucking job for maintaining keep your arms, hands, feet, legs in the boat. Now, folks, you have been absolutely amazing. Really, you have. If you enjoyed this cruise, my name is Patrick. If not, it's Ashley.
It's me.
Folks, if you thought this cruise was something else, look across the street. You'll see something that's really bizarre. Thank you folks so much. Water side, see folks up here, water side, stand on up and you'll be exiting through the rear. You folks are in the middle boxes and along the dock, stand up and exit through that middle door.
The vehicle doors will close automatically. Please remain seated during your tour, keeping your hands and arms inside the vehicle, and kindly refrain from smoking. Thank you. You are now beginning a grand circle tour of Tomorrowland aboard the People Mover, the first system of its kind in the world. Since its 1967 opening, the People Mover has carried more than 50 million guests. Across the way is Star Tours, a thrilling new adventure inspired by the George Lucas Star Wars films.
Hello, I am C-3PO, and this is my counterpart, R2-D2. Welcome to the Star Tours Tomorrowland spaceport. R2 says that flights are scheduled to begin this winter. I do hope you'll join us. It seems wherever we go, adventure is sure to follow.
Traders, where you'll find the largest selection of Disney signature clothing, toys, and gift items here at the Magic Kingdom. You're about to enter one of Tomorrowland's most exciting attractions, Space Mountain. For everyone's safety, we remind you to please remain seated. Inside Space Mountain, you can race through the cosmos, past spiraling galaxies and meteor showers, an experience that's truly out of this world. Here's a sample of the high-speed adventure that awaits you in Space Mountain. Magic Eye Theater, Michael Jackson challenges galactic powers in Captain EO, an unprecedented 3D musical adventure. Just ahead is Mission to Mars. There, you can blast off on a voyage to the mysterious red planet.
Warning, you have invaded the electronic realm of the Master Computer Program. Prepare for the game grid of Tron. You have escaped Tron's game grid for now, users. But take heed. Next time you may not fare so well.
All ahead, one third.
All ahead, one third.
Stand by to dive.
Diving station.
Pressure in the boat.
Rescue readings are normal.
Plug the main ballast tanks. Let's take it down. Dive. Dive. Take it down easy.
Now diving planes. Bring the planes down.
Catch her at 10 fathoms. Steer 30 degrees. This is the captain speaking. Now that we're underway, I'd like to welcome you aboard. As the conditions of our voyage may be unpredictable, please remain seated at all times. As we leave the coast behind and head towards open water, you'll notice that this is a popular spot for tourists searching for exotic fish.
Aye, aye, captain.
Stand by for the watch.
Radar 1, standing by.
Our destination today is quite extraordinary. A newly erupting deep water volcano. Even here in the shallows, we can see evidence of such geothermal forces constantly at work. These remnants of an ancient civilization were hidden for centuries beneath the ocean floor. Hidden until unearthed by a tremendous volcanic event. distance support south.
Aye, aye, sir.
As we leave this long-lost community behind, we're about to enter a community of a different kind, the Coral Reef. The colorful reef that surrounds us is a biological community that thrives in warm, shallow waters. It usually takes more than a year for a coral to grow only 1 inch. An amazing fact when you consider that Australia's Great Barrier Reef stretches over 2,000 kilometers.
I see them too.
getting closer.
Closer?
Me.
I don't know, it's you. It could be anybody.
It's not anybody. It's me.
Do I know you?
Dory!
Talk about a small world. My name's Dory, too.
Oh, what's that? It looks like...
Me first. I'm thinking of something pink and bouncy that looks like a balloon.
Ah, jellyfish!
Right. Okay, now I'm thinking of something pink.
That's jellyfish!
Good.
And the next one, jellyfish!
Hi, Mr. Smarty Pants. Going, going.
Stop playing games!
Come on, it's fun! Going.
No, Dory! We're invited to a party! Ooh. Let's go!
I love parties!
It's about finding Nemo!
Thank you.
Don't tell me that wasn't big fun.
Well, that's episode 94, wrapped up in a pair of very thankful podcast hosts. Thankful for all of you awesome listeners who make our show popular and fun to do. Hey, if you have any interesting Disney stories, we want to hear about them. You can send those to us at talespodcast@cox.net.
And make sure you go over and check out that Randy guy, our sponsor, Randy Crane from Mouse Ear Vacations. You really should, especially if you're thinking about taking a vacation. He's a great guy and loves Disney as much as we do. If you're looking for an honest travel agent who can get you the best deal on just about any vacation, be sure to give Randy a shout. You can find Randy at www.randyc-mouseearvacations.com. And you can read about him on our sponsor page at www.talescast.com. You should also visit Randy's website often, or better yet, just subscribe to his newsletters. He's got some amazing deals going on that include some great adventures.
And don't forget to check out... Oh, heck. Why don't you go subscribe to our YouTube channel at www.youtube.com/talespodcast. We post and share all kinds of fun videos there. And you're not going to want to miss out. You know why?
Why?
Because if you miss out, then you'll miss it.
If you like to read, how about heading over to our blog site? Pretty soon you'll be able to read my Pixie Tales blog, and you can find that at www.talespodcast.blogspot.com.
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to all your favorite shows directly from your smart devices, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in your app stores. Stitcher, smart radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
And be sure to follow us on Twitter for any cool updates or announcements. You can find us at Tales Podcast. And did you know that we have a Facebook fan page?
We do?
We sure do.
Hold.
Just go over to Facebook and search for Tales from the Mouse House Podcast and be sure to like us while you're there.
And if you'd like to submit a review of a Disney movie, attraction, or maybe a restaurant, we want to hear about them.
And please, how about hopping over to iTunes and leave some feedback and ratings for the show? We really need your positive feedback and ratings.
Positive feedback.
Or respectful, unpositive. So 5 stars would help push the show up in the ratings. So if you like the podcast, why not tell everyone so they can like it too? That would sure help the show be found easier. As always, if you'd like to send us a comment or just say,
hiya, pal,
you can send us an email to talespodcast@cox.net, leave us voicemail on the hotline at 304-TALES-23, send us a tweet or message on Facebook, or just think happy thoughts our way.
This podcast is copyright 2014 by Storyteller Audio Productions. All Disneyland music and related materials remain the property and copyright of the Disney Company.
Thanks for tuning in and welcoming us into your home.
And remember, make it a Mickey day.
Ho ho!
Fun conversation and maybe a bit of inspiration? You're listening to this podcast, so I'll bet you do. I'm Randy, and if so, when you've finished here, come check out my podcast, Stories of the Magic. Okay, it's not really my podcast. I'm just the host. This show is really about the guests I have on. Stories of the Magic is a positive and story-filled Disney podcast offering stories from cast members, Imagineers, artists, actors, and more. We celebrate the Disney magic, tell unique stories, and inspire people to live their dreams just as Walt Disney did. So if you love Disney, enjoy great stories from real people, or both, give us a listen. You can find Stories of the Magic on iTunes or at storiesofthemagic.com. You'll be glad you did.